Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. And welcome back to the Calm Within, your daily dose of stoicism sprinkled with a whole lot of real talk. Now, if you're anything like me, there are days when fear and anxiety just reared their ugly heads. Ever feel that tightness in your chest? Like the world is about to crumble? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and your mind races with what ifs? Yeah, I get it. We live in a fast-paced, crazy world, and sometimes our inner critic can be louder than the birdsong on a beautiful morning. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate these moments with more grace, resilience, and even a little peace? Today, we're diving deep into Stoic techniques for overcoming fear and anxiety. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, trust me, that's not fun. It's about developing mental tools to help you face your fears head-on, manage those anxious thoughts, and ultimately feel more empowered in the face of life's inevitable challenges. First things first. Remember that fear and anxiety are natural human emotions. They don't define you, they simply exist. Think of them like annoying house guests. They might overstay their welcome sometimes, but with a little stoic wisdom, we can learn to manage them gracefully. Key takeaway number one. Control your thoughts. Stoics believe that our thoughts shape our reality. We can't always control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. When anxiety kicks in, try this. Consciously shift your focus away from the fear-inducing thoughts and onto something positive or neutral. Focus on your breath, a simple object in your surroundings, or even a happy memory. This helps interrupt the cycle of negative thinking. Key takeaway number two. Accept what you can control. This is a big one. We tend to stress about things that are completely out of our control, traffic jams, other people's opinions, unexpected events. Acceptance doesn't mean resignation, it means acknowledging reality and focusing your energy on what you can actually influence. Instead of stressing about the traffic, listen to an upbeat podcast or call a friend. Key takeaway number three. Practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but truly appreciating the good things in your life can shift your perspective dramatically. Take a few moments each day to reflect on what you're grateful for: your health, loved ones, a sunny day, a delicious meal. This helps cultivate a sense of contentment and reduces the power of negative emotions. Key takeaway number four. Live in the present moment. The Stoics emphasize mindfulness. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only fuels anxiety. Stay grounded in the present moment by paying attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps bring a sense of calm and clarity. Key takeaway number five. Remember your values. What truly matters to you? When fear and anxiety creep in, reconnect with your core values. Are you being true to yourself? Are your actions aligned with what you believe in? This provides a sense of purpose and direction, helping you navigate challenges with more courage and integrity. Let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, your heart is pounding, palms are sweaty, and that familiar anxiety takes hold. Instead of letting fear consume you, remember these Stoic tools. Control your thoughts. Focus on your preparation, your message, and the value you're bringing to your audience. Accept what you can't control. You can't control how everyone will react, but you can control your delivery and your commitment to sharing your ideas. Practice gratitude. Be grateful for the opportunity to share your knowledge and for the support of your colleagues. Live in the present moment. Focus on each word as you speak, connect with your audience, and enjoy the experience. T? You've got this. The Stoics believe that by practicing these techniques daily, we can gradually transform our relationship with fear and anxiety. It's not about eliminating them entirely, they are part of the human experience, but about managing them effectively so they don't control us. So remember, take it one step at a time. Practice those Stoic tools, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, you are capable of facing any challenge with courage, resilience, and inner peace. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on this week's episode. What Stoic techniques resonate most with you? And what challenges are you working through right now? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.